Today is Friday, January 27th, 2017, and this is the first new moon session of 2017. So, kind of exciting, and it's been a very exciting year up to this point, as I'm sure many of you have experienced. I know I have. And this is Debbie Moran, in case you don't know who I am. And so I'm going to open up the call for anybody that just wants to say hi and state their intentions out loud. And I'll read some of the ones that came in. And so who wants to say hi and state their intentions?
Hi, this is Susan and Soto and Joey.
Yay, Susan and Soto and Joey.
And I love the way you replied to my input. Yes, we want to change the image of Hunger Games to something that we will enjoy.
Yes, maybe change the words even.
Maybe change
But you know what? Yeah, actually, maybe change the words, because I was thinking in terms of hunger for love, but even that denotes absence. So, yeah, let's envision a better game.
a better game that is able to become the game of the world.
Yes. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Susan sent in her intentions, and she said something about her fear. Are you okay with me saying this, Susan?
Sure.
Her fear was that, what does it say, a possible future in the direction of the Hunger Games. And I sent her back a message because when I first saw that movie, I was kind of in shock afterwards because it was very well done. And I thought, oh, my God, this is what we're living now, you know, with the media and all the distractions. And so let's get out of Hunger Games.
Yes. Let's encourage the world into something else.
Yes.
And hopefully, yes, and for me personally, it was, and probably a whole lot of people around the planet, to trying to regain equilibrium.
Yes.
I've just been totally off balance, and I'm guessing there's a new, better balance to be reached, but I'd like to get there.
I hear you, and that is true. There is a new, better balance to be reached, and that's why everybody's feeling so off balance, and the equilibrium is off, because there is a new balance, and the old patterns don't know what that means. So they're still in static condition. There's still a lot of static going on as our bodies and our energies and our beings are aligning to something new that we have no clue about.
Yeah, it's that place of the void.
Yes. Not even a void. Deny. I deny I have these feelings. I deny I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I deny they're doing it, but I'm not doing it, and they better stop. So that's the anger, and that's the resistance, and that's just simply the old paradigm trying to cling. And that's changing. But it doesn't go down easy. But this brings me to, I'm going to do this. You've heard me do this before, probably, I don't know, maybe years ago, but here.
That was easy.
And I say this because we want to find a new harmony, a new resonance, a new vibration and frequency for ourselves first. And foremost, not selfishly, but out of self-care and out of self-accountability and self-responsibility, so that we can be that light that shows other people and the world that it's possible to hold a vision of holiness and love, and not holiness from the purity from the old church paradigm of holiness, meaning you must follow these rules. More holiness from the point of I am whole and I am complete and I am shining that holiness and that completeness everywhere I am. And no fear about that, just being that. And as more of us do that, it opens the ability for more of us to do that. And so that feels to me like that is the big energy calling forth at this time, and what I personally want to energize that for all of us. So Susan, do you want to state something more, or did I derail you? Okay.
Right. Oh, Debbie, I'm sorry. That was Suzanne. That was me that said about the void. You were talking to Susan just now, though, right?
Right. But okay. Susan was, came on to state her intentions, and I kind of got went on that tangent. So
we all did.
But the beauty of it is that's the energy right now. It's
yeah.
like little mini explosions. Mm-hmm. And they're not bad. And a little bit of chaos, and it's not bad, because a little bit of chaos allows us to shake off those chains, those boxes, those paradigms that we have identified as who we are.
Yeah, it's almost punching holes in the, you know, if you picture it as like a big balloon. There are little mini explosions that are punching holes in it to expand it.
Punching holes in what we imagined as reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we can shift our reality, and it starts from here. It starts from within. So everybody tap that into your heart, please. That brings me to what you posted, Suzanne, when you posted all full love, A-W-E, all filled love. Oof. Take that in. I get goosebumps with that. It's like, ah, that's like honey for the soul and the body and the spirit. It's like honey that just brings to life and to light this golden essence of pure love. So it feels like we've begun.
Hey, Captain. Huh? I don't know if I can hear the chat.
Who's this? Who wants to say
Captain.
Hi?
And...
Who is that?
What happened now?
I don't think she realizes that we're...
She doesn't. I had to mute her.
Just like that.
I will tell whoever has the little ones in the background, you are muted. You can star 6 to unmute, but we couldn't hear. So, but it's beautiful. So anybody want to state their intentions, and I will shut up through it.
This is Angela, and actually that was kind of like a burst of chaos, yes?
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah. So with all of this going on, and we were talking about this a little bit right before the recording, it does feel like there is a lot of chaos, and so I'd like to set an intention to experience this as like a restful period. So I come across something recently talking about extreme ease, so I would like to set the intention for extreme ease and unlimited receiving. So even though it's chaotic, like being able to receive what is good about it and being able to look at things differently through all those shifts, because all those shifts are happening because our perspective needs to change a little bit, or we're being shown something bigger and brighter and you can't see it because this big thing is in the way. And so,
yeah.
Yeah. And I like what you said about the the honey, that just reminded me of like the, it's like a beautiful perfection. And if we can remind ourselves of that in the stillness of what we carry within us, we, you know, it'll be easier to sustain and bring that forth for everyone.
Mm. Yes. And as you were talking, I see the geometry of a beehive.
Mm.
And the bees. So I'm actually seeing the bees' energy coming in, and there is this sense of gratitude and appreciation that for, well, just gratitude and appreciation. That they don't
and the amount of work they do that is so in community and in harmony with, you know what I mean, how they work together, like, seamlessly.
Yeah.
Quite profound, really.
It is remarkable. Although they're even saying to notice that they work together in harmony, but they work together in very precise roles. And even they are acknowledging that part of their challenge has been that adaptation because of being manipulated. And so it's like the manipulation is trying to still grab hold and of them, of us, of our minds. And so it's like freeing the grip of that manipulation and just enjoying the fruits of your labors. Mm-hmm. With extreme ease, with more ease, with grace. Mm. Nice. So I'm actually going to add Norman's intention here, and his intention was simple. He is away right now and will be for a while, as many of you have probably experienced. It's like unexpected, what could be seen as crisis, but it's big shifts happening, and who knows the outcome, we shall see. So his intention was simply trust.
Perfect.
To just trust, yes.
This is Angela, and I second that.
Okay, good. Susan, I'm going to invite you again to come on, or I'll read what you have here. You let me know.
Oh, okay, you can go ahead and read it.
Okay. I'm going to read what you put down as your challenges because I think they're part of all of that. About stabilizing in a new point of equilibrium from which I act out of love and inner peace and shining love light on all with no observation or attachment, which is a quantum shift from decades of attempting to master facilitating healings. and turning, this is a challenge that we want to address about turning fear of the direction the U.S. leadership is going into some helpful force. So I imagine that means asking for help to redirect your focus so that you
yes.
do not energize that.
Absolutely.
And what you're looking for and your desire is to be your true self in all ways, in all ways. Beautiful. So this is where that fierce love is being called into action in terms of stepping into that self-realization that Yogananda spoke of years and decades ago. And it's really about that self-autonomy. So the world is in uproar right now because we have turned over our power to governments to lead us instead of leading ourselves. And so for me, this is about self-autonomy and coming back home to the self, the true self, the divine self, the being the divine self, and recognizing that I am in command of my own life and I make my own choices and I am under the law of grace, and I will encourage everybody and anyone that I meet to make that statement for themselves if it resonates there. So I guess that's my intention. It's tied to what we talked about earlier. And practically speaking, Angela actually asked for us to put sleep in there because lack of sleep and interrupted sleep, turning it into plentiful, restful, peaceful sleep and refreshing awakening.
Yes.
Nice. And so Debbie Weddle sent in. She gets these intuitive hits, and she got the numbers 12 and 36 for the group and having a feeling that it has something to do with the month. And, but who knows? And so we shall see how that comes up. And also for herself, and I think not just for herself, she wrote for herself, but I think this is a good intention for everybody to have awesome structure, function, and flow. Nice. And I feel like working with the elements is going to be important because flus and colds are rampant right now. And someone brought to my attention that Cryon has said that we will never find a cure for colds because colds are not an illness, they are an upgrade. So we can shift our perception that way, then maybe that can actually bring more ease into the experience of those symptoms and allow them to move forward. Because I will tell you, I was sick for about a month from December 22nd on through the new year. The new year just kind of went by. But I have come to the other side of it feeling stronger than I have in years. So I feel like it was purposeful in literally changing my biology. I lost weight. It's not the great way to lose weight, but I crashed through a set point that had kept me stuck for years and years and years since menopause. So I see it as purposeful, and I encourage all of you, if you have experienced that, to tap into that energy to experience it as purposeful. And so the other thing that comes to mind for people is eyes and vision. I'm going to say all of the senses, but eyes and vision seem to be really pivotal right now. So, and I relate that also, I'm getting to relate that to the soul, because the theory that I learned in Body Talk years ago was the individual soul was housed in a liver. So it's like working with that soul and bringing it to a clear vision of purpose in this world with the ability to visualize in this world, in other words, see things clearly in this world and yet hold a greater vision. So not having to go all blurry and have eye issues, instead being able to ease into that ability to see both worlds, to walk the dividing line between reality and what appears to be reality, and to recognize what's true and what's not. Everybody breathe that in and take that in. And so I'm not going to mute unless I feel the need to mute. So if it gets noisy, I'll mute. If anybody wants to unmute then, please do. By doing star six. So you mute yourself by star six, you unmute by star six. So we have already begun, but let's see what else is coming up. And what I'm feeling is, as I'm going up to, as we're going through the energy and I'm tapping into everything that we just brought into this call, into this session, into this level of awareness, and I seem to be, my body is stirring things. In other words, my body is moving in this stirring motion counterclockwise, and it feels to me, actually, now it's changing, so it feels like I'm feeling the rhythm and the movement of needing to establish a new center. And this is where I actually see like a plumb line going through the center of my head and everybody's head and through everybody in the group, as well as those who are here by intention, as well as our planet for globally. Because we are not allowed to make choices for those around us, but we are not allowed to make choices for ourselves in the way that we relate to those around us. So in doing that, we influence the world around us. So it's about tapping into that power and that ability without trying to force anything, but to clarify our own visions and our own way of being in terms of being in this space with this planet at this time and calling all of our energies together. I feel like there's a lot of fragmentation at the soul level, and we are calling them in right now. I see them coming in almost like splinters and fragmentations, like a mirror that's been broken. But I see these slivers coming in, and we're setting up these parameters within our energy field to receive those splinters, but coming through these filters to allow them to come in with ease instead of bringing the old pain with them, bringing the lesson with them, and bringing the level of understanding and the level of recognition and harmony, and bringing it into harmony so that the body can receive those old, fragmented, left-behind pieces. And actually, what we do in family constellation is what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, my energy back to me, your energy back to you. So as these old pieces are brought in, there's never an empty space in our field. So any of these fragmented pieces that we left behind, we filled in with other people's fragmented spaces. So our fragmented pieces. So what we're doing is exchanging as they're going through these filters. It comes through, and it's like they kind of slide through one another and out the other side, and slide through one another and into our being in a way that says, ah, welcome home, in a way that sends the energy out to where it came from, that encourages the welcoming home at the other end. So it's working with our fields and working with anybody's fields who we've interacted with and who we've taken on, and saying, I'm not taking you on anymore. It's doing me a disservice and you a disservice, and I don't want you to take me on anymore. So give me back what's mine, please, and I will give you back what's yours. So it's an even exchange, but it's a filling in the spaces of our being and all of those wounds that kept us in conflict with ourselves, with our own soul, and kept us in the Hunger Games, kept us hungering for those pieces that we knew were missing, and kept us feeling the pain of those pieces that we knew were not ours. And so it was like all of these ow spaces in our bodies have been from those exchanges, whether they're past lives or whether they're DNA or whether they're dimensional lives or whether they're astral projections, whatever. We are sending them back to where they came from and claiming those parts of us that are us, so that we can fill in the geometry, the outlines of our being, through our body and our being peacefully in our body. There is a sadness that comes with that, because there is a recognition that we have been living in a contrived idea of peace. We have been living in an idea that of peace that says, I can only be at peace, our world can only be at peace if it fits within the confines of what I understand. And anything that is beyond my understanding, I must reject or I must fight against. And even if we haven't owned that aspect of our individual being, it has been there. It has been part of those fragmented wounds, and it has been projected out there into our collective consciousness. So we're calling that back, even through collective consciousness, we are calling back those fragmented pieces of our soul that said, I believed that, I felt that, I was afraid of that because I didn't understand. I was afraid of that because I didn't feel complete. I was afraid of that because I didn't feel whole. And now I stand firm believing and knowing and trusting that I am whole and that all of this is divinely orchestrated and I am a pivotal player in this. I have a pivotal role and I am now willing to be that pivotal role without forcing it. I am now willing to recognize and claim what comes to me to do and be done from my place of my unique expression of being. Wow, that's big. Everybody breathe that in, please, and let's tap that in. Tap that into your heart, into your head, into your heart, into your belly. Tap that into the three brains and into the three aspects of divinity. That brings a feeling of instability as it's settling in, and there's a bit of shakiness going on, and it starts out small, and it ends up big, and it's kind of like this energy of, oh, it's this expression of this frustration of feeling like I've been in this box of what's acceptable and what's appropriate for so long, and I'm so tired of being in this box. That I'm breaking open the lid and the wall, and I'm stepping out into a clear representation, a clear outline of who I am, and I am working with the elements, no longer fighting them. I am working with the elements. And I am working with the concept here and now of time and space, of gravity and of the opposing energy of gravity, which is that lifting force. Gravity pulls us down to keep our feet on the ground, but there is also an elevating and a lifting force that keeps us up, that lifts us up, that allows us to be light on our feet, that allows us to walk gently with the earth, not on the earth, with the earth, that allows us to flow through the fields that are unseen to us and maneuver them in a way that is felt fully and yet honored, respected, acknowledged, claimed fully from the place of no longer victimhood. There is a cry going out in the world, and our souls have been crying of, I am not going to be a victim anymore. And yet there is a fear that that is impossible, that we are a victim. And that is, again, the old paradigm. We are evolving as a species, and as this species, we are being given the opportunity to mature, not get old, mature to a place of ownership, not from a place of domination, from a place of self-stewardship, from a place of stewardship of every aspect of your being, whether it's in your body, in your field, or in your environment. It is the heart radiating out from within and also in from without. So there is the recognition, the realization of while there appears to be, we appear to be separate, knowing we're not. But not blurring the boundaries anymore, coming to a deeper, fuller understanding and comprehension of that, that's coming down through the body to a feeling of, and you can't see me, but it's kind of like this feeling of like, oh, it's like almost like juicy, but also a little bit painful of, oh, okay, I'm taking this in. I can own this. I can claim this. I can be this. And stepping out into full acceptance. Full acceptance of who I am. Nice. That is then expressing itself as, my hands are covering my face, and not sure what that means yet, so. Oh, that's interesting. So it's working with the senses, and it's like the old monkey analogy of hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. It's that. But it's not about hiding from what we perceive as evil. It's about looking it square in the eyes and saying, no, not okay anymore. But it's not about having to fight. It's just about seeing so clearly in the outlines of your body, in the outlines of your life, in the outlines of what you stand for. There's a clarity coming through all this chaos of, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? And I stand for love, and I stand for true peace, and I stand for diversity, and all of the glorious expressions of this world, and all the colors of the rainbow, and all of the juiciness of the individuality of every aspect of life, from, and dare I say it, from the mosquito? Okay, I guess I will. To a newborn baby, to an eagle, to a tree, to the water, to the sky, to the air, to all of the elements. So it's tapping into that level of, okay, everybody on this call is sensitive. Whether you know it or not, I think you know it. But so it's really about tapping into that sensitivity, tapping into that empathy in a way where it's no longer painful. You feel it so completely that it doesn't overtake, it doesn't overrun. What it does instead is it becomes this, I can't even put it into words, it becomes this sense of acceptance and a sense of joyful acceptance, to where I am tapping into that wonderment that I've talked about before, about the childlike wonderment. It's like, I am so in awe, A-W-E, I am so in awe of this thing that I can't even comprehend. And what's showing up right now is the image of a cockroach. And I love that image, because In the beginning stages of body talk, we used to laugh and say we're striving to be cockroaches, because they're so adaptable, they will survive anything. And I will also say, we think they're so ugly and creepy, but they're like the janitors of the insect world. They clean up our messes. And so they're not dirty, they clean up the dirt that we leave behind. Interestingly enough. And I will tell you, I've had a close encounter like inches away from one, and there's so much beauty and intelligence there that I couldn't deny. And that's what we're all coming to, this place of recognizing the intelligence of the grand design, recognizing the intelligence that we are part of, recognizing the intelligence that flows through every aspect of this world, whether we like it or not. And when we don't like it, it's about going within and going, what about me? What am I afraid of? What does this stir in me? What does this person, this emotion, this situation, what does this stir in me that I can take care of, that I can come and I can surface and bring to light, so that I no longer energize that hateful energy? When I can claim the hate that I am subjugating, when I can claim the hate that I am not willing to admit that I am capable of, then I don't have to see it so much outside of me. And I say that I am capable. It doesn't mean that we have to be it, but we are all capable of it. So it's about recognizing our capability that, except for the grace of God, there go I. So it's coming to this place of appreciation and this place of recognition and acknowledging that I am thankful that this person is playing this role in this time period, in this life, because I have no desire, nor could I fulfill that role. I said no to that role. So I am holding the space of what I can do while remaining true to who I am. And all of these words I'm saying in terms of who I am, and you, these are all being said for you, if you are willing to receive them. And I see tulips. I don't know why I see tulips. I see tulips blooming now. Tulips are coming in terms of fresh, new energy, springtime. Yes, it's winter, and this is where we feel we are right now in the chaos of winter. And yet, tulips are saying, we are here. You just can't see us right now. We never went away. We are here. The seeds have been planted. We are ready to bloom. All you have to do is be willing to see. And I'm actually going to look up and see if I have this flower therapy for tulips in here to see if there's anything specific that's not coming to me that I can read to you. Oh, okay, what I'm going to read to you then is not coming up from tulips, but it kind of is. It's coming up with what we started with earlier, talking about trust. You can trust the people around you. They are earth angels sent to give you the guidance you seek. The people in your inner circle are trustworthy and honest. They were dispatched to your side by divine grace to be your earth angels to get you through the situation you're in, that we're all in. You can rely on them to help you, and it's safe for you to lean on them for support. These trusted friends are speaking to you from a place of compassion. So listen to what they have to say. They're delivering the guidance you're asking for. This card may also mean that the true intentions of your relationship will be revealed, and this is the relationship with yourself. It's okay to trust these feelings. Your angels fine-tune your body so it acts as an internal lie detector. Your feelings are not meant to hurt you or make you worried. They are only telling you what you already know in your heart. Okay.
What did you expect?
It feels like somebody on the call has something to interject. Feel free to always interject. Don't let my rhythm keep you from interjecting if you feel called to, okay?
I'll say something.
Good. I knew somebody needed to say something. Thank you.
I was feeling that not so much a reframing of the way we've viewed, people that we term different. So like when you were saying that about being, we're also being respectful, loving ourselves and being respectful of another. And then also something about like guideposts, that those emotions, those things that we look at that we haven't wanted to look at, that now we're kind of able to look at, are kind of guiding us, because everything, it's all here for, it's all good. I mean, I hate to say it like that because that sounds cheesy, but you know what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. But I was just feeling real strongly about like the, it's interesting because I watched Horton Hears a Who today, and you know, Vlad is the vulture, right? But he's like totally insecure and vulnerable. And yet when you look at, and then I had another experience, awareness of a vulture today. And it was like, you know, look at the work that they do. They truly are like the cleanup crew. They do the things that we don't want to, just like the cockroach you were saying, you know, kind of the same thing. And we're kind of like that. That's what we've kind of been doing for all these years, you know, and it's kind of radical, but it's so necessary, and it serves such an awesome purpose for the whole. Mm-hmm. That's all I was going to say.
Okay, and that's so true, and it's so beautiful. It truly is acknowledging there are no missing pieces here. There are no disposable pieces in this world. Everything is purposeful, whether we understand it or not. It is purposeful, and it's our lack of understanding that causes us to discount that is true. It's our lack of understanding that causes us to say, well, I don't know what this means, and or so it can't mean anything. I can't relate. That's it. I can't relate. That's a big thing. I can't relate, so I'm not gonna. Instead of just saying, I don't relate, and I'm curious what that means. I'm curious. So it's replacing. Not about taking away judgments. Judgments are important. Judgment is about judging it's about actually discerning what's good for you is another word for judgment. It is about bringing this discernibility into our lives in a way that we can filter out what's good for us. We can be the good company that we know we need to be for ourselves so that we can be the good company for the world around us. But it must begin with the world within us. So it's interesting, a biblical image is coming to mind of, you know, like when they were stoning, I think it was Mary Magdalene, when they were throwing stones. And and one of the verses are, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. So it's really about coming to a place of not sin, it's about letting that concept of sin go, just like letting the concept of I have to pay for something that I did in 30 other lives. I have to pay for something that I don't even relate to now, but I have to pay for it somehow. So it's about letting go of that concept of I have to pay for something because I'm not good or I did something wrong. It's about accepting that. It's about forgiveness. It's about tapping into self-forgiveness and self-accountability at the same time. They're not indistinct from one another. It's not about I can't forgive myself if I'm holding myself accountable. It's exactly the opposite. I can hold myself accountable because I do forgive myself, and I trust that I'm no longer that little child that was subjected to the adults that hurt me because they didn't know any better. I trust that I'm not that person who killed another person in a war 3 centuries ago. I trust that I am now present in this timeline with the awareness of all of those other timelines, but present in this timeline so that I can change those patterns. So I am not keeping the spiral of struggle and strife and guilt and blame and victimhood and separation. I am not keeping the struggle of separation going, and I am no longer fearful that by acknowledging the concept of we are whole, we are unified while being different is going to somehow mean I have to somehow die from this body in order to have that concept. That's a bodily fear, and it's been programmed into our DNA, and it's time to shift that, and that's what's happening right now. It's time to shift that. We have choice. So it's now tapping into choice Let's tap in that. Let's tap that in. Tapping into truth. And now I feel the shoulder blades.
Oh.
And the image of, like, this is an interesting image. The image of wings being ripped off. So there is this sense of ow, and this sense of bending forward, and this sense of it's hopeless on some level because my wings were torn off. So it's about recognizing, whew, wings are there, just like the tulips. We just have to remember that they're there. And so everybody, if it feels right to you, move your shoulder blades back. In other words, like rotate your shoulders back. To open up your chest, open up your heart, open up those flapping wings. It's interesting, Suzanne, you brought up vultures because vultures are like the most graceful flyers.
Are they?
They find the thermals and they just glide on the thermals. So they're very intelligent and not wasting energy. And they're very intelligent with working with the elements.
And they live in perfect trust.
Exactly. So it's really, well, as far as we know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really about just tapping into that energy and recognizing our wings are there. We just don't have to flap them so much. We don't have to exhaust ourselves. We can tap into our connections with each other, with the elements, with our source within. So that we only have to flap our wings when we need to get momentum, and then we tap into the stream, the flow that is established already for us, and then we can glide with smooth sailing until we meet another shift in consciousness. Not so much a problem, not so much an issue, not so much a pain. It's just until we meet another shift in consciousness. And then we flap our wings a little more, and we know we have ourselves, we know we have our source, we know we have each other, and then we flap our wings till we get into our flow, our thermal, and it becomes easy again. Until the points where we come into what we see is a challenge or another opportunity for a shift in consciousness, then becomes actually joyful because we get to flap our wings instead of just soaring. So we get to test our wings. Wow. Everybody breathe that in. And if this feels right, move around and tap that in too. Now I'm being called to the neck, to the throat. And it feels like there is a restraint around the throat, around the neck, that is restricting range of motion. That is also restricting the ability to find our voices. So I feel like we're moving that off. It actually looks like it's so solid, even energetically. It has such the appearance of so solid that it looks like iron, and we need to remove the rusted bolts that are actually linked into our cervical spines. And up through our head, it's like, pull out those rusted bolts and remove that thing by opening it from the, you guys can do this with yourselves too, please. So it's like, pull out those rusted bolts from all parts of the cervical spine and then grab the back of that and open it up and pull it off the front of you. And turn it over to God, Source, Universe, whatever word you want to use, just throw it into the ethers and trust that it's going back to where it came from. Nice. So I also feel a little bit of torsion in the body now, which is like the upper body and the lower body. Oh, this is interesting. The upper body and the lower body, like the upper body is looking off to the right, maybe a different direction for each of you, but it's like the upper body is like looking off to the right and the lower body is ready to walk to the left. It's a little bit constricting. And so it's about becoming aware of that and balancing the pineal, pituitary, and the thalamus and hypothalamus and linking that down the front of the face and into the throat and into the thyroid and into the thymus and down through the front of the body and going all the way through the body and then just setting up. It's unwinding that torsion. It's bringing the upper half into alignment with the lower half. So I see it purposeful in terms of not just chakra alignment, but structural alignment. Nice. And we need to stabilize that. But first we need to do some cleansing down through the body, through all of the fields of the body, all of the chakras. Actually, I feel like I'm just sweeping, and if you will, sweep yourself. It's kind of like almost like it feels like a lymphatic drainage move, just where you're sweeping from your head down through your neck, across your body, even the back, and down through your arms, through your legs. Let's just sweep it all off. And then when you're done sweeping it all off, down through your feet and your toes, step a little bit to the left. And just watch it drain into the earth and become nourishment for the earth. Nice. Then we're taking the occiput right above where the head and spine meet at the AO junction. Taking the occiput, two fingers on the occiput bilaterally, and then two fingers on the forehead, the frontal lobes and the prefrontal lobes, and it's like aligning that and linking that like a plumb line. For those of you who don't know what a plumb line is, it's just something we use to measure the balance of a person's body. But it's like an energetic plumb line, but it's really your connection coming through your crown, through the heavens, down through your body, into the earth, and through your structure. So it's coming down straight through the head and down through the earth to stabilize you and anchor you. And then I see the energy filling, again, filling the outlines of the body. This time, it's still golden like honey, but it's a golden light. And it's radiating out the fingers, out the toes, out every pore of the body. Nice. And we're linking the third eye to the heart. The Ajna chakra to the heart. Then linking the senses, sight, smell, taste, hearing, touch. Into the body, into the skin, because quite frankly, the skin is the largest touch sensor in the body. Nice. And we're connecting. Actually, it's like I feel this energy of the sun and the moon, which is the thalamus and hypothalamus within us. And all of the planets, as they are reorganizing right now, and as they are doing their dance in the cosmos, as well as in the cosmos of our bodies, bringing it into alignment. So, we are feeling our connection. Does anybody want to contribute something right now? Or are you just feeling it?
Hello, Debbie. Can you hear other people at this point?
I can, Al. I haven't muted anybody.
Oh, I didn't know. I came on a little before 8:30. You might have noticed or not, but...
I did.
I just want to pass on to you something to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
West Hampton Care Center, where I found out today my cousin, who I had feared had left this three-dimensional world, had not. I got a lot of help from the way out in Suffolk County, the 7th Precinct Police Office. Got a lot of help from them. And they got some questions answered that I couldn't get because they have somewhat of an authority. Anyway, from this West Hampton Care Center, where I found out my cousin is, and I can go see him as soon as possible. Ellen DeGeneres, they posted, she says, to me, beauty is about being comfortable in your own skin. It's about knowing and accepting who you are. I think that might have something to do with what you were, was coming for you tonight.
Thank you. It does.
Yeah. It's always a big deal if somebody you thought might have ventured out of this lifetime is still with us. So it was a big deal, and I'm grateful to more than a couple of the officers and one sergeant. And, it's about being connected, too, because my landlord and her family, they live downstairs. They're Muslims, and... I got to talking to her about different things over the years. I've been here for more than a dozen years, and she just offered. She said, "Well, I can drive you over there to where he lives." And they all made it a family outing, as if I was part of the family, and drove me there last weekend. And I,
beautiful.
Yeah, I think so. So
that is beauty, Al, and that is true. We are all part of a human family. We are all part of a planet, Earth.
I just want to ask if you, who is this? Oh, wait, on my other laptop here, which is not on the line now. In case anybody might be interested, there's someone I came across, maybe in the last couple of years, and she speaks in the same realm as you do, Debbie. There's something on, let's see, her website is... energeticsynthesis.com, and she had a post towards the end of last year. It must have been about relating to timelines and the mechanics of timelines. It seems to relate to some things that Tom Kenyon have come through him from the Hathors, multidimensional beings. Mm-hmm. And she talks about mind control and artificial intelligence implants. We have to get past that with our compassion to get back to our true inner Christos spirit and return to the zero point field. That's a very small nutshell, as you would say, but her name is Lisa Renee, and I find her work very inspirational, so I'm just passing that on.
Thank you. You can share that on the New Moon Session group page.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to pass on to all you all.
Thank you. Yeah. Everybody breathe in. This new dynamic. And let's all claim it with an acceptance and an ease and an understanding that sometimes it may not feel easy, but that doesn't mean it's not easy. Okay. So it feels like this session has come to a close. I feel everything just settling in. And I feel like goosebumpy, actually. Goosebumps, as we call it. So it's really, I just want to say thank you to each of you for being able to be in this space with me to claim your own power and be willing to express it. To be willing to stand for what you stand for in a place of love and forgiveness, a place of non-judgment, a place of self-realization. And I keep being called to say this prayer of intention as we close. So hopefully you're okay with that. And then I'm going to say it. So, it's a prayer of intention, and it's, Beloved Mother, Father, God, I ask to be filled, surrounded, and protected with the light of the Holy Spirit. I ask to lift beyond earth into areas of absolute truth. I ask that that which is most needed by this soul in this time will be brought forth. I ask to be a channel of light, love, truth, healing, and of blessing. We stand believing. Thank you, Mother, Father. And with that, our session is complete.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Will you post that prayer, Debbie?
I will. I will post the word. I'm going to stop the recording real quick.